tweet at TodaySOR.
Tourists visiting Ireland often find our nightlife disappointing, but perhaps extending nightclub and pub opening hours could change that. That was a suggestion in recent weeks from the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who spoke about the need to reform our archaic laws, as he put it. With me now in studio, Sunil Sharp, DJ and founder of Give Us the Night, a campaign group that advocates for reform in this area, and Deirdre Reynolds, columnist with the Sunday World, who wrote about this topic recently. Thank you both indeed for coming in. Sunil, the Give Us the Night website says, we advocate a standard closing time of up to 6 a.m. for night venues. Pending approval, this closing time would be at the discretion of night venue operators, and venues should also have the opportunity to apply for additional operating hours if further conditions and local approval are met. Now, how would all of that work in practice?
Well, it will take a number of different processes to lead to that. But I mean, we're thinking long term with this. And for that to happen, I mean, obviously, there would need to be some type of licensing changes. Right now, the fact that licensing all takes place on a monthly basis in the district court, I mean, I think that in itself is quite unusual. I think there are lots of anomalies in our licensing system. So I think we need an overhaul. We're given the kind of, to some people, the worst case scenario, but the more extreme example there of what venues could operate until what time they could operate till 6 a.m. in some cases, in city centres, in large urban centres like Dublin City. We don't anticipate that would be the case in all areas. And we also believe in, let's say, parts of Dublin City Centre, that there would be venues that might just go an extra hour or two.
And Deirdre, you've been writing about this in response to the Taoiseach's comments, and you're not at all sure about how it would work out in practice, are you?
Yeah, well, I preface it by saying I think the guys are doing a great job. I think it's an absolutely brilliant campaign, but I do have concerns about the logistics of it, I suppose, and how it's going to work out. And I just think that if it were to happen, say, tonight, what would happen? Like, is there a safety net in place? How is transport going to change? How is security going to change? You know, I personally, would I feel safe going out tonight at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock on the streets of Dublin? No, I probably wouldn't. So I think we're not quite
even
there.
Even as things are?
No, not as things are at all at the moment, especially not as things are. So I do think down the line this could happen, but I just question the political will for it as well, especially at the moment.
Yeah, now you were on this programme 4 years ago, I think it was, Deirdre, and you tried Dry January. Now, what's your own opinion of alcohol at this stage and the role it plays in Irish nightlife?
Yeah, I think I was doing Dry January the last time I was on the programme. It's more of a damp January, I suppose, this year. The role it plays, I suppose, for me, as someone who's not really a big drinker, I'm like the tourists that Leo Varadkar was talking about. We'll be disappointed about how the nightlife at the moment kind of tends to orbit around drink. It's, you know, you go to a pub, it's all about drinking. Last orders is kind of, it's almost seen not as a suggestion by some, but as a challenge, I suppose. I would tend to go more to, say, gigs or cinemas. And I know that this is something that Give Us a Night are working on, talking about kind of using the spaces that are there, the creative spaces, to centre the nightlife around those. So, but I'm worried that this is going to become, that the two are synonymous, I suppose, opening hours and licensing laws, that when we talk about extending opening hours, we're talking about basically making booze more freely available throughout the night.
So, Neil, there's this concept that you have, a nightmare. Now, what is that all about?
A nighttime mayor. It's somebody that looks after the nighttime economy and comes up with a plan and structure for nightlife. I think nightlife and policy on nightlife, there isn't much there, and it's an industry that's been largely ignored, actually, for many years now. And I mean, there's the likes of Amsterdam, Berlin, Manchester, New York have their own specific departments just based on nightlife as well. So I think that's the route other countries are going.
I was going to ask you, Sunil, is it your idea that venues wouldn't just be allowed to stay open until, say, 6 a.m., but that they would be allowed to continue serving alcohol?
We don't really get into the alcohol debate. I mean, that's for other people to campaign for. Certainly, if there were change, what we mostly want is a division between the standard bar and venues that operate and specialise in entertainment and music. And I think maybe the conversation got a little bit diverted from the conversation that we've actually been having with the government, with other political parties and a lot of others involved in this conversation. It seemed when this story broke recently that everyone spoke about pubs serving until later and serving all night. And I know that makes great headlines, but that isn't actually the conversation that's been happening.
Is it realistic to talk in terms of separating the alcohol and nightlife? I mean, for instance, if a venue was allowed to stay open until five and stopped serving a drink at two, would people stay?
Well, I pity the barman or the barwoman, first of all, that has to tell somebody, right, you can stop drinking at 2 a.m, but you can do the Macarena to your heart's content for the next 3 hours or whatever you like. So I just think that's going to be logistically so impossible. And obviously, the venues themselves, they're going to want to, obviously, for revenue purposes, I assume, sell alcohol. Otherwise, what's the purpose of staying up?
Well, see, that's part of the business model, unfortunately. Yeah. And that's the way venues are conditioned to be, to sell as much alcohol as possible. But, you know, as you mentioned, Deirdre, I mean, it's coming up with some alternatives and it's changing people's mindset when it comes to nightlife. I mean, people might laugh at the idea of cafe culture or coffee shop culture, but certainly there's a lot of people that would like to go into town at night, older generations as well, who believe that cities and towns aren't for them at night, that they're only populated by 18 and 19 year olds getting drunk. But certainly we'd like to see city centres and towns become a place where everyone can feel free and safe to go into and to socialise in.
This was a concept, I think, that Michael McDougall back in the day when he was Justice Minister talked about, having a cafe culture in this country. How far away are we from that, Deirdre?
Like, this is 2020s Dublin and not 1920s Paris. So while I'd love to say that we could all sit around Stephen's Green and kind of drink wine on plein air and all this, I just don't see it happening. The late night cafe culture, yeah, I think we've dipped into that a little bit here. There is one or two that stay open until maybe 11 p.m. or so.
Yeah, there's another obviously big chain that opened 24 hours as well. I think there is a place that opened down in Cork recently as well, possibly 24 hours.
Okay, but I suppose it's just not about the venue itself. It's also about, how do I get home if I'm going out and sitting in a cafe till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning? Do I feel safe when I get home? Like, when I go out most times now, for argument's sake, I went out a couple of times over Christmas, I will endeavour to get the last Lewis home normally, and even at that I have to get the next stop to my usual stop, because if I take my own stop I have to walk over a footbridge that's completely pitch black, dark. I have to walk down an area which we'll describe as maybe a little bit rustic, so there's all those things. Like, already we've got a chronic lack of Gardaí on the street, and I just think basically the safety net isn't there yet. I do think we'll get there eventually, and definitely, like, we've seen that there is a demand for a nightlife that doesn't focus around just going out and getting absolutely plastered. Like, we've seen initiatives like the Virgin Mary Bar open up there on Cable Street, which is Ireland's first kind of booze-free pub. And we've seen, say, Culture Night is a brilliant example of where people want to go out a little bit later and explore other venues in the city. I just think, yeah, at the moment, I'm just not sure if we're quite there yet.
What kind of reactions, Sunil, have you been getting to this campaign? You talk about meeting with government and opposition
very, very positive, actually. And I mean, our movement has spread right around the country. So I mean, you know, certain politicians are going to agree with you before an election, and then when the election takes place, they mightn't be as quick to want to initiate change. But certainly it's changed on the level in that we've spoken to more people in government departments, and some of those individuals will still be there after this election. So it's very important
for
us.
The permanent government.
Yes, and it's important for us to build those relations. And the fact that the dialogue is now open is definitely very positive from our point of view. But certainly, I think flexibility is the key. We can predict things. We can all have hunches about what way it's going to go. But we need to try things out. And in order to do that, we need more flexibility, and we need an overhaul of our licensing. And not just in relation to alcohol. It's actual event licensing, and to allow venues to open in the first place.
Yeah, but Deirdre, I mean, can pubs and bars be creative spaces? For instance, the closure of the Bernard Shaw in Dublin prompted a lot of debate about this last year.
I think they can, and they are creative spaces. But yeah, as you say, with the Bernard Shaw, that kind of turned into this behemoth where they were trying to conflate the closure of a pub with burning down the National Gallery almost. You know, that essentially the...
Not quite.
The function of a pub... Well, with some of the response, you would have thought that that's what was happening.
You know what I'm saying? You're not exactly comparing like with like there, are you?
Yeah, I don't know. So ask some of the clientele. So I suppose my view is that the purpose of a pub is basically to sell drink. So,
and food increasingly, I suppose, up to a certain point in the day.
Yeah, I guess. But I suppose we need to be more creative about creative spaces, if you get me. So there's a lot of venues that already exist. And I know that Gibbs and I are already, you know, they're talking about creating night venues that maybe aren't necessarily focused around drink. I've been to, say, morning raves at 6 o'clock in the morning that took place in a gym, one took place in a gym and one took place in a club that was kind of, they were alcohol-free events. So I think we need to be looking at those type of things, really.
Yeah, but certainly if there's music taking place in these venues, is it a pub or is it a venue?
Exactly. What is it? And there's no definition for that in Irish law at the moment. I mean, at the moment, everything is a pub and it has to be tacked. Any event that goes ahead has to be tacked onto the pub system. And I mean, that's where we'd like to see some changes, a new type of license or two brought into the market. I think pubs can still play a great role in the future, but their business model is changing and it's going to continue to change. And maybe they need to embrace the change and what consumers may want. That doesn't all involve drinking as much as people used to in the past. So there's lots of changes. Everyone needs to have a voice in this. It's not just for us to tell everyone how it's going to be, but certainly people within the industry, right across the nighttime industry, need to have a voice, and they haven't really been given that voice in the past.
I suppose it would be a pretty, and I think Sunil referred to this earlier, Deirdre, very hard to see how this might operate in rural places, particularly if you get a family-run pub. I mean, the idea of covering those extra hours of opening.
Yeah, and particularly, I suppose, when there are no alternate venues, like, say, for argument's sake, I'm from Kelt, which is not a particularly rural town, but there is a nightclub essentially in pubs, so we wouldn't necessarily have a theatre space or a cinema space that could be used for late night events. And I mean, we already have issues surrounding, say, rural transport. We had the so-called drink link scheme. So there's, just, for me, it's just the licensing laws are just like one cog in an overall machine, and I suppose there's no point in really lubricating that cog if you're not going to look at the rest of the machine.
Yeah, but if it becomes available in Dublin, would you not want to see it available in Kells?
Oh, yeah, I would. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I don't think that there, it makes sense to trial it maybe somewhere like Dublin, because the venues are already there. But I wouldn't like to see it driving an even bigger wedge between the urban and rural divide.
Yeah,
there's a one size fits all system now that doesn't work, and there needs to be that little bit of flexibility that where you would pilot it in Dublin, and that's what we foresee will happen. It'll happen in Dublin first, but certainly we don't want to see the rest of Ireland get left behind by this either. But certainly bigger urban centres is where there will be more demand, but we do believe rural Ireland and a lot of places outside of Dublin have been left behind with nightlife. We don't think Dublin is particularly hot at the moment either, but we are very concerned about what's on offer outside of Dublin at the moment. Nightlife has almost disappeared.
Can you see this featuring in the general election campaign, Deirdre?
Oh, gosh, I can't see many people bringing it up on the doorsteps, and I know that's probably maybe something that give us an idea, hoping that people
will do. It has wider connotations here. This is an actual industry that employs many people across many professions and creative arts. I mean, this is central to culture in Ireland, despite what some may think. I mean, the nighttime industry itself, I mean, the nighttime economy runs from 5 in the evening till 5 in the morning, or 6 in the evening till 6 in the morning. I mean, there is so much potential for our nighttime economy here. And it's been untapped. There's an awful lot of potential that we need to imagine here and to make happen. So,
okay. Well, look, thank you both indeed for coming in to share your views on that. Sunil Sharp, DJ and founder of Give Us the Night, and Deirdre Reynolds, columnist with the Sunday World.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.